are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. I was just thinking, perhaps I should have started off today's program with I Will Survive. I'm here. Everything went perfectly well yesterday afternoon. For those that weren't with us when I sort of mentioned it yesterday, I had a little bit of a procedure for a hernia yesterday. And, well, today, a little bit sore, but feeling good. Right, you are listening to The Breakfast Show. I am Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And the time is exactly 2 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Somebody with a birthday today, December the 6th. I've got one for you here. Henry the 6th, born on this day in the year 1421. He was King of England from 1422 to 1481, and again from 61, and again from 1470 to 71. That was a short one, the last one, wasn't it? And disputed King of France from 1422 to 1453, and Henry's one lasting achievement was his fostering of education. He founded both Eton College and King's College in Cambridge. So there we are. Hey, Shemmy's not around. He could have come over here and give us a bit of help, couldn't he?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
She's homeless as she stands there.
There we go, starting us off today. Crystal Waters and Gypsy Woman. And what we got for you today? Well, we're just checking to see if it's possible for Andreas to come in, because we weren't sure, so we did tell him to that it may not happen today. Anyway, we'll let you know about that a little bit later on. Well, from that, it's you, me, Yasmin. Ingrid going to be dropping us a little note today as well. And as always, plenty of great music going right through until 10 o'clock. They're called the Guillemots, and the train goes to Brazil. Well, anyway, the train to Brazil. Right. By the way, that was something strange. Wasn't it Brazil? I mean, I went to Argentina on a trip once, and took a train trip and went out into the countryside, going off to a lake, which was a very popular place to go. And what I noticed was the railway stations looked very, very familiar, because they were built by the British in the Victorian times, and they look just like railway stations in the UK. Anyway, I completely digress. Trains to Brazil, it was a debut single from the Guillemots, a British indie band. It appears on their 2006 release, Through the Windowpane and From the Cliffs. The 2005 single contains three tracks and was released on CD and limited vinyl as well. 10-inch format. limited vinyl. Those were the good old days. Here's Eric Clapton. Take us to the shower song. Clapton, and it's the way that you use it. Right, that's brought us to 16 minutes, and that is after the hour of, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock, of course, time to do this. Yeah, I'll get you in the shower and on your way to where it is you're going today. I tell you what, somebody is already on their way today. Christina Ordonez, good morning to you. She's dropped us a note. I'm listening to TBS on my way to work.
Tell it.
great song. Stephanie D. Sykes. Born with a smile on my face. How can you possibly tell? Always got a smile on our face here on The Breakfast Show. We all do. Go around with these big grins every day. Keeps us in a good frame of mind, and hopefully you as well. And Andreas has just confirmed he will be coming in to see us later on. He's going to be talking about Thanksgiving. And I said to him, yes, I hope that's a movie. So he'll be with us in the 8 o'clock hour today, which will be all rather nice. And raise a light. Come on, boys. After yesterday, this is called Before I Fall to Pieces. But I'm all here. That's it, raise a light, and before I fall to pieces. Let's say a very good morning to Christopher Bowman. Good morning to you, Christopher. Mink DeVille, haven't heard of them for a long, long time. You asked if we could play a track from this one. It's Demonizado Corazon.
Every night I weaken, every night I cry. pecho he quebrado y por las noches me despierto con lágrimas en mi cara, fuera en la calle, abajo de la lluvia.
Alone here with my pride, holding in my pain, then I saw for a song, then I saw for a song, then I saw for a song, then I saw for a song.
There we go. It doesn't get much better than that. There's a Big DeVille and Demisado Corazon, and that's for Christopher this morning. Hope that's got you in the right frame of mind and all ready to get you off to work today, if you're not already there.
I already know that I don't already know.
Manchester Orchestra.
You are
the sunshine.
Sunlight. I don't really care if you don't understand. You are.
You know, when I was listening to that yesterday, it's 1 minute and 57 seconds. But that's very, very short. I must check if that ending is intentional or whether we've got part of the song missing. I'll have to do that. Anyway, boys and girls, that has brought us down to this time of the morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Isla Guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Show. That's the breakfast show for you. Ain't nothing but a house party. It goes on from now, and that goes through till 10 o'clock this morning. Go, yes, it's the same old song. Right, I tell you what, I think it's about time we had our mashup. This is something I've been really sort of quite intrigued by. It's not when you just sort of mix, when you take two songs and perhaps two, three, or even more artists, and you work on the original song. Now, this one, it says here, The Bee Gees and Deep Purple, and You Should Be Smoking. Not by age. Listen to this. We'll be right back. go. Pretty cool, isn't it? That's going to be on our New Year's list of music for this year. A few mashups to put on. And we'll probably, as long as I can find them, we'll try and do a mashup each day. Let me see. Let's say a very good morning to Paul. Paul over there in, that's Paul Dixon, in South London. Good morning to you, Paul. And nice to hear from you. Drops a couple of notes this morning. One of them was about Denny Lane, who was the lead singer of the Moody Blues and a guitarist with Sir Paul McCartney's band Wings. And he's just died at the age of 79. I recognised the name straight away because it was on the day, which was, I guess, 29th of October, that we had him as our artist of the day, of, you know, artists who were born on the day. And we played some music from Denny Lane. And, of course, among his achievements, he sang on the Moody Blues multi-million selling song called Go Now and co-wrote the Wings hit Mull of Kintyre. Denny was a great talent with a fine sense of humour and was always ready to help other people. And that's according to his wife, Elizabeth Hines. So sad, but anyway, Paul, you asked if we could play Go Now.
We've already said
And that was the Moody Blues and Go Now. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're 7 minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock. And let's say a very good morning to Rosita. And she says, good morning, a beautiful person. Oh, thank you. Hoping that all went well yesterday. Bless you always, and lots of hugs. So there we go. Super health for you and yours. And if you remember yesterday afternoon, I was going in to have some surgery for a hernia on the left-hand side. It was past the duchy to the left-hand side. It reminds me of a song. And it all went extremely well. But of course, the thing is, I don't know if you sort of realise, you probably have, is when you have a hernia, this was right in the groin. And right in the groin is very next to some other very, very important equipment. I don't know if you've noticed that. It is. So just as they were sort of putting me to sleep, I said to the doctor,
"You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to write? Keep that feeling good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is deeper. You can't touch this. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust up on you, Larry. Can't touch this. Fresh new kicks and pants, you got it like that. Now you know you want to dance, so move out of your seat and get a fire going and test this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let the noise go on like that, like that. Pull a little bit and fall on back. Let them know that you're too much, and this is a beat up they can't touch. Yo, I told you, you can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell, school is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them flex. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, they talk about the hammer, they talk about a show that's hot and tight. Singles are set so fast, I'm a whiteboard tape. To learn, what's it gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts? Legit, either work hard or you might as well quit. That word, because you know, you can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the boat. It is said if you can't groove it, you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust through me. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it. For a winner, dance to this. And you're going to get there. Now move. Slide your walk. Touch this. Look, man, you can't touch this. You better get a hype, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. And there we go, yes, Mughammer. You can't touch this. Well, I'm happy to say that after the operation I did check and everything was correct and present.
time, just like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
Is that Bruce Springsteen? Yes, the boss, and I'm on fire, and that is taking us right up to the top of the air. So what do? We do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Forgotten around the world. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. I need your loving like the sunshine. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime.
First of those two bring us into this hour of the program, Crosby, Stills and Nash and Southern Cross. This one, everybody's got to learn sometime from the Corgis. And I think it's about time we, well, see if we can find Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama! Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it was really nice to see you two in the studio yesterday. Oh, man, Yaz, I absolutely love your hair. And, Jerry, you're always looking so dapper. What a wonderful way to spend some time in the morning seeing my two favorite people on the morning show, The Breakfast Show. And how nice people wrote in to say hello. That was so nice. You know, I don't get a lot of feedback sitting out here except whatever Jerry tells me. And that's usually get another job. But it was divine. It was so lovely. Looked so forward to doing it again sometime soon. Well, let's see. Got a lot of stuff done. Now waiting for the AC people to come. Then I have to go get my little motocicleta, some revesado, and then I've got to pack up, finish some laundry, head out to my friend Vernon's, pick up some ornaments, and then off to go to El Valle. Yeah, I've got to stop at that wonderful store on the way in Casa Verde. Price Mart, yeah. Got to buy me a stack of stuff. Stuff to take home because the cook is calling. She's saying, hey, you got to get home now. You got to bring me some of the good stuff. Yep, so I'm preparing all that, getting the house ready to go, getting some things done. Like I said, just waiting for the people to show up about 8 o'clock this morning. And you know the revesado, that doesn't take long. You just have to park it, leave it, come back when they're done, and boop, done. Doo-doo. Now, anymore, you don't have to do all the rigmarole and have somebody else chase down your plates. Everything's done electronically. I'm still trying to figure everything out about that because I haven't gotten my plate or sticker from the year before because I transferred from one place to another. Yeah, well, I've got all my documents and everything, but when you change areas, because I've changed from San Miguelito to the Panama City area, I don't know what it is with motorcycles and San Miguelito, but they love putting all motorcycle tags out there. So I don't like driving out there to get it. So, driving back today, y'all be safe on the road because I need to get home because the cook, hey cook, put another bar on the fire. Then she gets some good vittles this afternoon. All right, you all be safe and back to you in the studio.
There we are, Casey and the Sunshine Band, and Get Down On It. The time, 27 minutes right now, that's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And although I'm here in pain, and I'm suffering, it's got nothing on this part of the program.
How dare you? This is delightful. It's like a treat. My appearance on this program. I was told not to come, and I still showed up.
Yes, we noticed.
I know.
That's
how I do it, man.
Yes.
It's called commitment, Jerry.
Yeah, and it's not annoying at all.
Not at all,
no,
my friend.
It's,
whenever I walk through that door, your smile is just illuminating.
You
it's like sunshine.
You do brighten my day.
There you go. That is, you must be in an incredibly amount of pain to say that.
Yes.
There you go. I'm sorry to make you laugh. I'm going to try
to
keep it calm.
Anyway, how was your week?
It was good. It was fun. It's a weird, time of the year, because you feel like not working, but you got a lot of work, and at the same time, people feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
So not a lot of stuff gets done, and I hate it as well. It's like everybody's in a holiday mood,
mm-hmm,
or in holiday days, and everybody's working like half a step slower, and I hate it. But at the same time, I love it. It's a weird.
How come Panama work at a step slower?
No, do not be insulting the country. That's a mistake.
Mañana.
What do you mean?
Mañana.
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 That's that everybody tells you the next day is going to be done?
Yeah, mañana. Can you come and do my air mañana? By the way, you noted we have a brand new air conditioner.
I mean, it is so cool in here.
And it normally is, even when I'm here on my own.
The question is, is it a new AC or a fixed AC?
No, it's brand new.
There you go.
But we went after the same make and same.
Yeah, but it looks the same, yeah.
Yeah, and big thanks to our friend Antonio, who's contacted Christina's.
There we go, shout out.
He came here on Thursday, and I'd been in touch with the people that I bought the original one for, and they said that they would have one, but it wouldn't be in the warehouse until today, Wednesday. So
okay.
It would have been too long. We needed it.
For me, yeah.
Antonio went off and he went rummaged around on Thursday and came back in the afternoon, said, I found one. It's this sort of company, and they've got it there. There's no problem. So
what you're trying to tell me is your long life contact for ACs did not get the sale. That's mean.
No, he got it. He found it for us.
No, but what about the previous provider of the AC?
Yeah, well, if they don't have it in stock available, sometimes air conditioning is urgent, sometimes it isn't. But for us here, the equipment was starting to do a meltdown.
I imagine.
But we got on. We paid these people for it, and they said we'll have it there for you first thing in the morning, 9 o'clock, because on the Friday we actually closed the program at 8:15 because it was just too hot.
Oh, really?
I was having problems with the mics and all sorts.
What about the guests of that day? Did you tell them,
Friday,
get out?
We don't have guests on Friday.
Isn't Jasmine on Fridays?
Yes, but she's not a guest.
What do you mean she's not a guest? She's a beautiful guest.
She's the breakfast show.
Well, but a guest?
No, she's not a guest.
You should treat her as a guest. With kindness.
Then I have to treat her like I treat you? No, I'm a gentleman.
Got it.
Okay.
That's fair.
I mean, that's
fair.
That's
better for Jazz. Yeah.
She does all the work. I just sit here and...
She's a great producer.
She is a great producer. Yes. Yeah.
Well, she deserves the Fridays.
That's the second time I've been nice today.
You are very nice today.
I think I'll have a lie.
You
down.
Still have your hospital band. Is that a fashion statement?
No. When you get to my age, these are really useful.
Got it.
You know, who am I? I am 00049331115.
He doesn't have your name for real?
I am a number.
He doesn't have your name?
Yes, he does.
Oh, I was going to say.
It's the whole name.
Got it.
Didn't recognize it.
Did they misspell it?
No, they did not.
There you go.
No, they did not. Yeah. And it's nice, though. It's a fashion statement.
It's white.
Yes.
Why not a little bit of color? A little bit of sunshine?
Have you been, by the way, to the Paideia Hospital since they've revamped it?
No.
No.
My last visit to the Baitia Hospital for fun was not.
But no, I mean, it's really, really nice. They've done it. They've done it very
well. Actually, I did. For a really sad story, but yeah, I was there for the for the new emergency thing.
No. Yeah. I mean, no, this is an emergency. But when you go in now to the sort of reception area, the main reception area, very, very well done. It's funny. You see that now the sort of everything is all very, very white.
Okay.
And you've got this long sort of reception, we call it a desk, but, and the words, Paitia Hospital, whatever, is done behind the white surface, just like it is on the air conditioner.
Okay, understood.
So it shines through, it's not through that.
Oh, nice.
So the whole thing is just done very, very nice, very, very efficiently. And when you go in, if you've got a problem, and somebody takes you everywhere, you don't have to go wandering off and be lost.
It is interesting how three big hospitals are right next to each other. It's kind of weird.
Well, you've got the Paitia, which is the other one.
The Pacifica one?
Oh, well.
Right there.
I don't consider that right next to each other.
Come on, man. It's literally a five-minute walk from hospital to hospital.
You do that in 5 minutes. You walk from there.
From Paitia to Pacific Center? Yeah.
From one hospital to the other, you do it in 5 minutes?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, maybe 10?
You've been watching too many superhero movies.
Okay, maybe 10 minutes.
Hang on, so we just doubled the time, right?
Oh, my God. But anyways, from the Pacific Center, then you have the Punta Pacifica Hospital as well. So there are like three hospitals right next to each other.
Yes, that's true.
Which is weird.
But is the Pacifica one, is that actually a hospital in that building?
Yeah, 100%. Emergency room and everything, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because they've got a lot of offices.
And I've heard the pediatrics department is really nice.
You have?
Yeah.
You've been there?
I have not.
Yeah, you should go.
I've been to the emergency room.
Okay.
Yeah. It's what? Okay.
And was that to see somebody or go yourself?
No, I felt, I didn't feel fine.
You must go regularly.
No, never.
Okay.
I'm not a hospital guy. Yeah. I have the dogma that says if I look, I'm gonna find something, so I just don't look.
Yes, have you had these tests? No. Why not? Well, because I don't want the answer.
Yeah, I don't want to find out. Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, you're gonna be talking about Thanksgiving. You know that's gone, don't you?
It's gone, but the movie's here still.
Oh, the movie.
It's a horror movie, a slasher film.
I'd never heard of it.
It's new. It's directed by Eli Roth. Eli Roth is a classic slasher, gory filmmaker.
Uh-huh.
And he made this movie. To be honest, I hadn't heard from it before. It just came up. The reviews were interesting. It looked fun. Eli Roth knows how to make a movie fun. He doesn't take himself too seriously. And I was jonesing to watch it. Mm-hmm. And I saw it and enjoy it. It's as gory as you imagine. It's as funny and dumb as you imagine. Like it's sort of a little bit predictable because of some mistakes in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed myself in the movie. I gotta say, and I want to talk about it because.
Oh well, but don't because I haven't seen it. So.
No, I'm not gonna spoil it.
No, you are.
Spoil.
No, yeah, I mean I was gonna tell you what was happening with Willy Wonka.
Do not. Here's the thing for people out there listening. One thing I hate is people telling me like, hey, have you seen this film? And I'm like, no. And they tell me, oh, it's good or bad. Because that's already creates expectations to me when I watch it. So yeah, I don't want to know if it's good or bad.
You're a professional.
They were like, no, I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm just going to tell you if it's good or bad. Do not tell. That is telling me something.
Well, anyway, what they said about...
Do not tell. I'm telling you.
Sorry.
I'm gonna punch you in your hernia.
You already have. Look, it's all swollen. Because you know you're going to be very, very careful when you're operated on down there.
I imagine that. Yeah.
I played a record. So just before they put me, they said, we're going to put you to sleep now. And I played MC Hammer's You Can't Touch That.
Yeah, there you go.
And it was all there when it
were
was
Were you
finished.
Fully for anesthesia? 100%?
I was put out, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I managed to get back in again.
Did you ask for that? Or they were like, this is the way to do it?
The doctor, I mean, it's not overly invasive.
Got it.
So, they gave me basically a sedative,
okay.
But then they used a separate anesthesia on the where they were going to work.
But then you weren't completely out then?
Well, I was way out.
No. You had to pay a little extra for that?
It's funny that, because I quite like it when you go under anesthetic, because I sort of try and not delay it, but I sort of pay attention to what's happening in your eyes, sort of go down in there.
How many times have you been in general anesthesia?
Too many.
Yeah, I gotta say.
You know, two back operations.
Oh my god.
You know, but, and they took 7 hours each.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's your back?
Well, it's very good because I've got nuts and bolts and screws and all sorts of things in my back.
But, can you exercise at this point?
I'm limited by my movements with my back. It's even difficult for me to pick things up.
What's your go-to exercise nowadays?
Going to the bar.
Going to the bar?
Yeah, that's my go-to.
Good walk.
Yeah. But, anyway, we completely digressed.
We went on a tangent.
Sorry, yes. We were talking about Eli Roth being
the director. Yes.
Starring?
Patrick Dempsey.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
I know Jazz is a big fan. And Nell Berlacki. I've never heard... I've seen her before on a TV show, but I didn't know her name, to be honest. Give us a plot, Jerry.
Right, indeed. Well, after a Black Friday riot ends in tragedy, a mysterious Thanksgiving-inspired killer terrorizes Plymouth, Massachusetts, the birthplace of the infamous holiday.
There you go.
Was that good?
That was on point. I have to ask, have you ever been on a Black Friday sale kind of thing?
Only on the internet.
On the internet. You've never been to a store or something?
No.
Okay, me neither, I gotta be honest. But the stories are ridiculous. Especially back in the day. I think nowadays is a little more controlled, but back in the day it was like, they would open at 12 o'clock.
Open the doors and people were like, flooded in and grabbed whatever they could.
So the beginning of the scene of this movie is that. It's literally a store with big sales and everybody's at the door. And when the stampede of people come up, like, the most ridiculous tragedy happens. Like, people start dying out of, like, they get hit in the face with a trolley and they neck goes back. Like, it's just so bonkers. And fun, I gotta say, but it is really bonkers. Like, and limbs get cut off. It's just so weird. Just so weird. But it's fun. That's how this tragedy opens up. The movie opens up. So let's go with positive. It's so gory, it becomes funny. Like, the gore in this movie. I've never seen so much intestines in my life.
You're gonna die so yesterday.
There you go. But it's ridiculous the amount of, like, severed bodies in this movie for being a Thanksgiving-themed horror film. The killer's costume looks very cool. It's all black and has like a John Carver mask, John Carver being a pilgrim with the mustache and stuff. It's pretty nice and themed, you could say. Everything in the movie is multiplied to 1,000. Stereotypes of people, killings, sound of bones breaking, blood, jump scares, ridiculous killing scenarios, etc. Like, everything is just amped up. And it's the point of the film. It's just, every killing is so gory. Like, as I mentioned before, so much intestines and bodies cut in half and people cooking people as turkeys. Like, it is just bizarre. But again, the point of the film. And I enjoyed it. Like, this is one of those movies you gotta walk in knowing what you're gonna get. You're not gonna watch an Oscar-nominated film. You're gonna watch a dumb slasher film and try to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Some cool and grotesque practical effects for missing limbs, guts, etc. Like, they actually put, like, obviously prosthetics and stuff to make it look, but it's really tactical. You can feel it's there. It's not all CGI. And hey, part of the fun. Part of the fun of the gore, I have to say. Negatives. Let's go with negatives. A lot of them. The acting of most young actors is subpar. Like, the acting is a bunch of unknown people. You can tell it's maybe their first or second movie, and they do squander a little bit. The third act goes awry, with weird editing and misdirections that don't really make sense. There's a point in the film where it's ending, and they do a weird cut. Like, literally fade to black, and go back up, and they're in a completely different setting, and characters come up that weren't in the previous shot, and you can tell it's a misdirection from the moment it happens, but you're like, it doesn't make sense. It felt like the writer did not know how to go from point A to point B, and he was like, just fade to black and just bring it up again in a different set. I'm like, what? And that kind of threw me off a little bit. Some bad CGI at moments. There is some bad CGI. Obviously, the budget of the film is pretty low, I'm assuming, and they did what they could with the money they had. A secondary character played by Milo Mannheim makes no sense in the film. He's not part of the main group. He's unlikable, and he never really encounters the killer. Like, I didn't understand the point of this character. I'm assuming it's another misdirection for people to think he's the killer, but he was so unlikable during the film. that is like, why is this man here? Like, I don't get it at all. He's an actor that has some sort of fame with young people because he's like a Disney Channel star or an X-star. So he has a little bit of a following, but again, what's the point of him in the movie? I didn't get. The film suffers from the most famous actor is the killer problem. And I've said this many times when I watch these movies. When you have like a main actor cast in these films, you immediately know he's the killer. Because there's no way this super famous guy would attach himself to this movie if he doesn't have a major role. And this movie suffers a little bit from that. And from the moment this man appeared on film, I was like, that's the killer. It's like, I was like, this is the guy. Because you can tell, like, there is no way this actor would sign up for this if he's not the main guy.
And he's wearing a mask.
Yes.
Why have the main actor then wearing a mask? Or
no, the main actor doesn't wear a mask. He's a character. Remember, it's misdirection. He's a character in the film. But you immediately suspect he's the killer.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go with the final comments. A fun slasher film with a holiday theme. It's actually pretty surprising that the idea of a Thanksgiving horror movie was not done before. I haven't heard of a Thanksgiving horror film. Have you?
No.
No, not really. Like a Christmas but not one of this. Eli Roth, no stranger to gore and slasher films, knows not to take his movies too seriously and asks the audience to go on a dumb but really fun genre movie. Watch at home with light off and plenty of snacks. I think it's a nice watchable film. I think it's enjoyable. You will turn your brain off for an hour and a half, not a long film.
I normally do that 3 hours.
There you go.
You see, it's not difficult. We're going to take a piece of music.
Okay.
And we'll be back. Good. Blood makes noise.
Are you a slasher film guy?
No.
No?
I'm not really a horror film person either.
I think there's different kind of horror films. I'm not a huge fan of like exorcism films, like those kind of movies. I do not enjoy.
I'm not into exorcising anyway.
Fair enough. But I do love a good. There's different kind of horror films. There's ones that really make you uncomfortable.
I mean, I used to enjoy horror films when it was like Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, The Birds.
But I think those are
psychological thrillers.
Yeah, those are thrillers more than horror films, I think. Because I've seen it's interesting. I went during Halloween. I went on. You remember Melanie and Brooke?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. They have a podcast, and they invited me to give them a list of good Halloween films to watch.
Okay.
And I made a list, but I made a list of a little bit different. Other than slasher films, I want to look for great horror films because they are out there. There's some directors that make really, really good movies that are horror films.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones that make you kind of grab on your seat and move and uncomfortable and make you and scare you, but not scare you in the moment, like jump,
mm-hmm.
scare you when you turn off that movie. You are completely in panic of what's around you.
Mm-hmm.
Those movies I do enjoy from time to time, and some of them are made so beautifully that are worth watching. This movie is a slasher film. It's a completely different genre. Even if it's just a horror film, this movie is just dumb fun. There's typical a young woman running, the killer just walking, and he catches up magically.
How did they do that?
Yeah.
Or they do it in car chases, don't they? You know, the guy is sort of away and gone, and then the next thing, the car pulls out in front of him.
You know? Yeah, something like that. Mm. But it's a very popular genre. They still make them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that the first one that ever got made of this, or the beginning, I think it was Halloween. I think John Carpenter's Halloween was the first
probably.
One that was made in 1978. I think it's the year. And it became a huge thing. And it just and then Freddy.
I find things like, was it Chucky?
But Chucky was like a horror comedy kind of thing. It got to that point that was so dumb.
I didn't laugh.
You were scared?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's why I've never had a puppy.
I do. I'm not a huge fan of ventriloquist puppets are horrible. Well,
you know me. I mean, the one thing which I find really scary.
A clowns?
Yes. I think they're really sort of... especially there was one that used to be on the corner in Abel Brava, which is the street behind the main street in
where?
Yes, Obaria.
Okay.
So you've got the main Samuel Lewis,
yeah.
And then the next street back is Abel Brava, and that's the corner where Manolo's is.
Yeah.
Okay. And there used to be a clown there a lot of the times, and he was very scary.
In the middle of the street, just a clown?
On the corner there with balloons and things like that.
And you know, it's interesting, I've never been a fan of clowns, other than scary or not, but comedy-wise, I don't find them funny.
No?
No, not a clown guy.
You're not a kid, are you?
I don't remember, as a kid, I don't remember going to a party with a clown, I gotta be honest.
I went with my mum and dad. Not a clown.
Fair enough.
You know.
But were there clowns at the party?
No, actually, funnily enough, when you mention it, no. I mean, the thing is, the clowns in the old days, I mean, we had like Coco the Clown or whatever, they didn't have this sort of kind of sinister side to them. I guess it's because they're making movies about them.
Yeah.
But, and they were famous. I mean, these
they were super popular clowns, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, where I'm from, there were popular clowns, but I never found them. In Venezuela, the clowns were sung and danced. People,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they weren't comedy and performing stuff. I don't know. Never been a clown guy.
Let's take a look at your final comment.
I did the final comment.
Oh, you did them. Yes, you did, didn't I? Jazz and I were busy with things.
Yeah.
So.
I gotta be honest. Me and Jazz are super excited, and you as well. We're super excited about the premiere this week. We got a good
what
premiere.
What is the premiere?
It's Wonka. Wonka
premiere
tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, Willy Wonka.
We're excited.
And the Telegraph in the United Kingdom.
Do not give me the reel. How many times? How many times? I gotta say, previewing.
Well, let's move on because I can tell you what the Telegraph.
I can
and
tell
the
you.
Daily Mirror.
Previewing the film, I can say I'm excited because the director is the same director of Paddington and Paddington 2.
Mm-hmm.
And those movies were surprisingly amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Those movies are amazing for the whole family. Your kids will love them. You will love them. You will feel nice and cozy at the end. I think those movies are just incredible, and the fact that the same guy is making Wonka gets me excited. I think it should be a good one.
They should make a horror movie about Willy the Wonka, how he entices in the children and covers them in chocolate.
You know what's interesting, though? Before the movie I watched yesterday, Thanksgiving, a trailer came up of a horror movie based on The Grinch.
Oh, really?
It was a horror... And I think they didn't have the rights to the Grinch because they never say the name. They just have him. They call him the mean one. It's just so weird. And they did the same thing last year with Winnie the Pooh, like a slasher horror movie of Winnie the Pooh.
How terrible.
The things, the rights are gone. There, it's queen, no longer copyrighted.
The queen would not be happy.
It's no longer copyrighted. Winnie the Pooh is free.
Is that right?
Yeah, it just...
I tell you what, I mean, going to Netflix.
Yeah.
And I watched the series. The Night Agent.
Yeah.
Brilliant. From the minute it starts, it's straight off and all the way through. The sort of psychological side, who is the baddie and whatever.
Okay.
Very, very well done. And that's one of the most enjoyable things I've watched for a long time.
You are a big fan of espionage, kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a bit like, in a way, it's a little bit like the Bourne Identity type movies. You know, the way they act. It's extremely, extremely well done.
I think that's your main go-to, espionage, action thrillers.
And
that's the one.
There's another one I'm watching. Let me see what it's called quickly, because it's a Brazilian movie.
Oh.
And it's very well dubbed as well. See, it's Australia, and they keep moving it because you watch. They keep continue watching. Here
there
we go. Criminal Code.
That's what it's called.
Is it? And I've got into that as well, enjoying that.
Did you finish watching the one that has the same murder in different time?
No, I haven't started that yet.
Okay.
No, I haven't started that.
That's on my queue as well.
And they got a lot of new stuff out. Obliterated has just come out. There's another one here, Nobody, which is coming out, I think.
What about Christmas content? Are you going to watch some Christmas content, some Christmas movies and stuff?
Yeah, I may do. Blue Coast is one that's coming out. Now that looks good. That might be. You mentioned an English one.
Something about banks.
Something
with
about
Hugh Bonneville.
Banks.
Hugh Bonneville is the guy from Downton Abbey, the main guy.
Let me see who's in there, because this looked a good cast on this one. This isn't an English one. I can tell by the names. but that looked quite good. Blood Coast is called.
Listen, I have to say, for people out there who enjoy sappy Christmas movies, I saw a good one, and I watch a lot of those, and those are. They're all very similar in the same thing, the executive goes to a small town full of snow and she falls in love with a carpenter, typical storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a good one called, I think it's Christmas in Biltmore, I think, at the Biltmore or something. Really enjoyable. Great chemistry between the leads. It's a little bit of a time travel thing.
Uh-huh.
It's cleverly written. I was a big fan. It premiered, I don't know when, but it's from this year. And I saw it with my wife during the weekend, and we loved it. It was charming. I enjoyed it.
Here's a Christmas one
just
come out on Netflix, which is Catering Christmas. When a struggling caterer agrees to cook for the local foundation Christmas gala, she finds an unexpected connection with the host's handsome nephew.
You know what's funny, though? You read that description. Every single Christmas movie has a similar one. There's one on Netflix that's horrible. I recommend nobody watching, called Best Christmas Ever. It's just garbage. I'm sorry. And it has a good cast. It has Heather Graham, Jason Biggs, Brandy, but it's really bad. It makes no sense. During the movie, you don't have no idea who is bad and who is good. It's just bonkersly bad.
Best Christmas Ever.
That one. Just looks just garbage. You can take that one off the list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not a fan.
Okay. Now, let me see. What else we got new? We got here was new releases. We got Obliterated. What's this one? This is...
There's a family movie.
Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers?
Yes, believe it or not.
That might be an old series that they bought the rights to. I don't think they're making a new Three Musketeers thing.
And let me see, what else have we got?
Interesting enough, do you know that Warner Brothers started selling content again, or licensing content again to Netflix?
Because I said I'm watching a new, the latest Dune movie, because I hadn't watched it, and you said I can rent that on Prime.
Yeah, you can rent it on Prime.
That's cool. Got another movie here called Nobody, Family Switch, the Christmas one, Bad Surgeon. Virgin River.
You might enjoy Nobody, I gotta be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is an old movie. It's about a guy that gets beat up and he just goes on a rampage of revenge.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the movie. You might enjoy that one.
Yeah.
It's good fights.
So, no, I mean, I normally find something, it depends on my mood. If I want something which is just sort of like a little bit, I can watch one of the series, like, I like, you know, the one they do, Glow Up, which I always sort of enjoy.
You do love that one, yeah.
And there's another one which I think is called Blow Up, which is all when they do competent, but it's all for making glass.
So anything that's up, you're just there.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Got it.
Brings back memories. What's the time?
Oh, we're almost done.
We go. So you're going to go and see Willy Wonka.
I'm hoping. Yeah, I gotta make a date night with Alex and try to watch Wonka, and get excited about it because I hope it has a little bit of a Christmas feel. I want to get into the Christmas spirit right away.
Is Willy Wonka a Christmas movie?
No, it's not. I'm assuming it has a Christmas feel because of the time it's coming out.
Mm.
So it might have a little bit of a Christmas cheer kind of thing. Hopefully.
Okay.
Aquaman is coming out on Christmas, and that doesn't have a Christmas feel, but
how
I'm going to enjoy
that. How many times does Aquaman
come out? This is the second one. This is the second one.
Sounds like it should be the fourth.
I got to be honest. I'm not a fan of the actor playing Aquaman, but I enjoyed the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping I enjoy the second one. Oh, look at that. Jazz is not a fan of the actor as well.
No.
Jason Momoa.
Did you like the movie?
She didn't like the first one. I enjoyed the first one. I think it was fun.
Hang on. Yasmin's vote for Aquaman.
Well, it's water, I guess. It's a good thing.
Oh, you do come out with some crap.
Yeah, but it's the last movie from the old DC regime.
Okay.
They fired everybody. This is the last film that the previous regime made.
Are we short of releases this year because of the strike?
Well, yeah, that was made. The movies that
But I mean, over Christmas period, are we sort of short of some movies?
No, we're not going to see that shortage right now. We're going to see that shortage during next summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of movies that were coming out next summer
mm-hmm.
were moved to next year. For example, Dune. Dune was supposed to come out in November this year, and it got pushed.
Oh, okay.
Because mm-hmm. of the strike. So, yeah, because part of the strike was the actors could not promote their films.
Uh-huh.
So the marketing people were like, do not bring the movie out because nobody can promote it.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of movies got pushed the next year. But we're going to see some... to be honest, I'm worried about two things. Not so much about the movies coming out, the quality of the writing.
Uh-huh.
We're going to see really bad movies next year because what happens is that studios are just running with it. Okay, we need to get stuff in production.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of...
So somebody's going to be quickly writing away.
They rushed the writing, and that's when bad movies... For example, you remember Quantum of Solace, the James Bond movie?
One of the ones I did not like.
Well, that's probably from Daniel Craig's Bond moments. That's probably the worst one, and it was because it was written during a writer's strike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you can tell. You can tell, like, oh, there's something there, because people don't know this. One of the writer's job is to be on set... for rewrites, and they can, like, during the production, keep improving the plot and stuff like that, and watching new things, and during strikes, that is not available.
Okay, so there was nobody there to do any rewriting.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it, top of the hour.
Yeah.
As always, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, hope you feel better.
Yeah, I mean, I feel pretty good at myself, just a little bit sore.
How long is the recovery?
Full recovery in 2 weeks, but I mustn't sort of do lifting or bending or that for a week.
Can you drink?
Of course I can.
I don't know, maybe you're on, like, antibiotics.
No, the doctor did say that I have no dietary restrictions.
Got it, because we have a Christmas party next week.
That's right.
You gotta be...
Is it next week?
Is it next week? I think it is, right?
Is it? Good grief, am I going?
Is it the 18th, or is it... If it's the 18th, it's not next week. Is it? I don't know, now I'm...
It's the 18th.
Oh, it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
2 weeks.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right, kid. Enjoy your weekend.
Take care, my friend.
And, the rest of the week and the weekend. And, of course, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah. All right. They made a horror movie about Mother's Day.
I'm sure they will. No, called Mama. There you go.
Anyway, Andrea Stamenti with us here this morning on The Breakfast Show. Always nice when he can make it. As for now...
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up.
FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Crawling back to you. And I'm gonna call and when. Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
And there we go. Started off those two with the Arctic Monkeys and Do I Wanna Know. And that one? Cyndi Lauper and Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Is it true?
What?
Girls Just Wanna Have Fun?
Of course.
I never met any.
What? Christina is fun.
Hmm?
Christina is fun.
Of course she is.
Having fun.
Yeah, she's the best of the lot.
Exactly.
Yes. She did. We have a good laugh, I must admit.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in, if we have a good laugh every day, we'll live longer.
Mm-hmm. And she laughs a lot, alone.
Yes. I'm not going to tell him any jokes.
Yeah.
So, good track. Good track. Mm-hmm. Yes, Cyndi Lauper. Girls just want to have fun.
Exactly.
And how was your day yesterday? Was that fun? Because you were going off to do a couple of things yesterday.
Oh, yes. Yesterday I went to the event of Huawei and Casa de las Baterías.
Uh-huh.
And they announced their... they did like a partnership.
Oh, really? Yeah. Who's mm-hmm. this with?
Because the thing is that, you know, La Casa de las Baterías, mm-hmm. they have...
batteries.
Yeah, but the solar panels.
Ah, that's right. Yes, mm-hmm. that's very true. I was looking at their website the other day
mm-hmm.
and saw that on there. Yeah.
So, yeah, Huawei now joined them to make them grow up, you know,
uh-huh.
in this specific area of solar panels.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they presented all their new products, mm-hmm. both companies, their new logo,
mm-hmm.
their new slogan, and everything for next year.
So, okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be great for both.
Yeah.
Both companies.
I don't know, it would be absolutely brilliant if there was sort of like a tax break for buildings.
Mm-hmm.
If they covered their roofs mm-hmm. with solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
Because can you imagine if all these buildings in the city were covered in them?
Exactly.
How much that would put back into the electricity grid.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know?
And then the electricity companies are going to be so sad.
Yeah. Well, they don't make...
Which makes me happy because they're not good.
They make enough money, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's going to be interesting because we're going to be in for a long, hot summer, I mm-hmm. think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to put a strain on air conditioning.
Yes.
And I was talking... somebody popped in. I'm not sure who it was the other day. Anyway, I was chatting with them and talking about this building. I think it was Antonio. The chap who came and helped us throw air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about this because apart from here in the studio
mm-hmm.
and the guest bedrooms at the back, which one of them is now going to be Christina's office,
mm-hmm.
We don't have air conditioning. Our main living room, we don't have any air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? That machine broke. Mind you, we'd had that machine for 30 years. It was hardly ever on. But the building was designed for this climate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the street side of our building, you'll see that upside all the walls that in the front of the building
mm-hmm.
Are air bricks. They've got spaces in between all the bricks.
Yeah.
And then we have the balcony at the back. We have the door open. We always have a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were very, very lucky because right in front of us is the synagogue which they built.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of low level. It doesn't
yes.
come as high as our floor, which is nice. Because otherwise that would just block off the breeze.
Mm-hmm.
But all these new buildings that they're putting up, they're all glass.
Mm-hmm.
And you imagine the heat.
Exactly. I mean,
it was just bad enough in the studio, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And of course that means that air conditioning's going all the time. What we want to do is decrease the use of air conditioners, not increase it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's my little say for this morning. Shut up now. So you went to that. There was something else you were going to, wasn't there?
No, just that one.
Oh, just that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
today I have two events.
You do have two events. So what have you got today?
Yes, the one is for Max Store, and the other one is at La Vision Studio Anniversary.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the Max Store.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one in Monte Plaza you're going to?
Well, the event is at Plaza Belén in San Francisco.
Oh.
I don't know if they have a store there or what.
Plaza Belén, what's that?
I don't have no idea.
Thank God you got Waze.
Do you know the Belén Street that is always lighted? for Christmas.
Is that the
one, it was a long time ago.
Is that the one that goes from Kai Sin Quenta up to Bodega Mi Amiga? Okay, yeah. And I know that street.
I guess it's a new plaza there.
Okay. Because I know they used to have one. Was it the store B&M or something? It used to sell, it sells all the stuff for parties and...
That is...
it's just have sort of a couple of initials, something and something.
GDI or something.
Something like that. But there used to be a Mac store sort of right next to them.
Ah, yes, you're right. Maybe they moved.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
Okay.
So, what do you enjoy? Don't go buying any apples.
No. I won't.
that's so you got a busy day today. That's good. Me, I have to rest. It's going to be funny because I can't sort of really walk around too much or lift things, or definitely not lift things. And so I have to be well behaved.
Okay,
I hate
good.
Myself and just hang around, be a slob.
Hopefully, Lala's going to be well behaved today.
Yeah, right. Anyway, who we got born on this day in the world of music?
The first one is Linda Creed.
Oh, okay.
She was born in 1948, also known by her married name, Linda Epstein.
Epstein, okay.
American singer, songwriter, and lyricist who teamed up with songwriter, producer Tom Bell and co-wrote hits for the Stylistics, including You Are Everything, Betcha by Golly Woo, and You Make Me Feel Brand New.
Okay.
Whitney Houston recorded her song The Greatest Love of All for her 1985 self-titled album, debut album.
Oh, excellent. Well, perhaps I should, because the one we're going to play is You Make Me Feel Brand New. Perhaps I should dedicate that to my doctor yesterday.
Okay, yeah.
Well, hopefully when the pain goes away, I'll feel brand new. It's the Stylistics.
Bye. to me. Precious friend, with you I always have a friend. You're someone who I can depend to walk a path that sometimes bends.
Without you,
Stylistics and you make me feel brand new. By the way, talking about getting things fixed,
mm-hmm.
apart from my hernia,
mm-hmm.
How'd you get on with your car?
Well, it's supposed to be ready today.
Because
mm-hmm.
You said, because I was a bit concerned when you told me originally they weren't going to have the part, but you said they got the part.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're putting something else in or fixing something else?
I don't know how to say that.
Engine? Need a new engine?
No. No, it's another thing that they had to buy. They bought it yesterday, so.
Oh, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good.
Yes.
Because we got all the Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good service. Because
mm-hmm.
we were saying, they're not going to have the part. But they have the parts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they know where to get them. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, good luck. Fingers crossed you get it back today.
Oh, yes.
And when they replace this bit, they don't find another bit that needs replacing, mm-hmm. which is a little bit like my car. So I decided to do all at once the mm-hmm. front end. So that was new shock absorbers, new springs, new engine mounts, new drive shafts, and something else, I think, as well. Oh, yeah. No, I think that's about it. And, it's like a new car. Mm-hmm. Really. Made a big, big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, happy bunny. But Alessio, if you're listening, Alessio, pay attention. This is the one of Valley Motors.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to my electrician? Because we have this light comes on, you know, the airbag light.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is it goes off when it does the initial check, and then when you drive for a while or whatever, it comes on, and we can't find the fault.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's getting an electrician in to come in and check out the electrics.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But he hasn't said when. who else born on this day in music?
The next one is Peter Buck.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1956.
Uh-huh.
Guitar, R.E.M.
Okay, yeah.
1991, UK number 6 and US number 10 single, Shiny uh-huh. Happy People. Plus over 20 top 40 UK singles. 1992, UK number 1 and US number 2 album, Automatic for the People.
And we like Shiny Happy People.
Oh, yes, I love
that
one.
Yes, mm-hmm. you like. So that's the one where we're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Shiny People, all happy Shiny People out there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for you. R.E.M. and happy, shiny or shiny happy people it is.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. We like shiny happy people.
Exactly.
Hey, we've only got one day to go.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow. Then Mother's Day.
Yes, and it's going to be so busy.
What are you going to be doing? Going to be busy. The traffic's a nightmare already.
Exactly.
Where do all these people go? I mean, as I said to Christina, it was just... It took us forever to get... In fact, I was talking to my doctor last night.
Uh-huh. And what time did he come?
No, it took him to get from Paitia
uh-huh.
to home, which is literally just behind where we live.
Uh-huh.
Which is in Paitia, so it's not far.
Mm-hmm.
It took him an hour.
Wow.
But where are they all going?
I guess Multiplaza or...
No, but it's everywhere.
Maybe Multicentro, I don't know.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it was crazy, yes.
It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Stay at home.
And it's going to be like that the whole December.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like the 26th.
That's why I already got all my presents. So I don't have to do that.
presents, yeah. Mm-hmm. Must remember. I'm terrible, because time goes by so quickly, all of a sudden I'll be looking, because today is the 6th,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be saying, oh, that's okay, plenty of time. And then the next thing is, it's 26 and I haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I really must discipline myself. So, yeah.
Now you have to buy everything by internet.
Yeah, well, I normally do anyway. Amazon, God's gift to human beings. Because, you know, it's funny, because I'm inclined even to buy... simple things
mm-hmm.
on Amazon, not just, you know, sort of like big things or stuff like that. And the simple reason is, if I get in my car, I've got to drive all over the country in order to find the place that sells what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
You know, so I got into that habit. And of course, it doesn't cost too much. If it's sort of like not expensive stuff, it's quite reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to sort of wandering through the website, isn't it, Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yes.
Anyway, yes, you've got a busy day.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lazy, well, not a lazy day. I've just got a day of discipline because I'm not to do anything.
Yes, you have to rest.
I have to rest for today. And I've been sitting here with my ice bag on all the time, so I'll take that off for a little while and then put it on again. A little bit later on. Well, look, you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
And well, it's so funny because you said you went to Castle Batteries at some time.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get to Castle Batteries, see if they've got the batteries for my UPS.
Mm-hmm.
But those batteries are heavy, so I can't lift them.
Yeah.
Not allowed to lift anything heavy.
Yeah.
All right, look, yes, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
And we will be back tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be looking for some music to play for mothers tomorrow.
Oh, yes, a nice.
Yeah, and if any of you are out there listening and you want to dedicate a song to your mothers, well, just drop us a WhatsApp. The number is 677-18822. 677-18822. Nice, easy number. If you drop us a little note, and we will see if we can find your request. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, yes, have a great day.
Thank you.
Hasta mañana.
Hasta mañana.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say good morning, Cedric. Not a lot of time, Cedric. You asked if we could play something for you. It's not the version you want, but I do have a copy of High Noon. It's from Frankie Lane.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our way. Day, do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait, wait long. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave. And I must face a man who hates me, or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave. Oh,
to be torn twixt love and duty. Supposing I lose my fair-haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in high noon. He made a vow while in state's prison. Vowed it would be my life for his. And I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side, wait along, wait along, wait along, wait along.
And there we go, Mr. Frankie Lane and High Noon. Cedric says, thanks, Jerry. That's before the shout-out and his wife leaving on the train. Ah, nice. Anyway, always good to hear from you, Cedric. Thank you for that. And we'll see. You mentioned a couple of others here. I might be able to see if I can find those for you for mañana. Now, let me see, what else have we got for you? And I tell you what, I've got something here which will probably take us to the end of this morning's program. Comes from Take That. Nice, slow one for you. It's called Eight Letters.
We became the parade on the streets that we once cleaned, expendable soldiers smiling at anything. Raised on a feeling our lives would have meaning eventually. We were once the answer, and then you discover you're actually just one thing after another. And what was the question, and why was the lesson so deafening? This is all that matters.
I have
There we go. 8 letters. And as I said, that was Take That. And that has brought us to the end of this morning's program. We're just sort of 24 and a half minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock. Thank yous go out this morning to Andreas for coming in. Fairly short notice because we didn't, well, we weren't sure whether I would be okay for today, but no problems. A little bit of discomfort, but apart from that, great to be on air. And so big thanks to Andreas, and the movie he was looking at, by the way, was called Thanksgiving, and we got a trailer on our website as well today, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Big thanks to Andreas, big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her check-in this morning, our everyday story of in between the city and country folk on her way back. So thanks to Ingrid, and of course to Yasmin, our producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all the work, all our social media, our bookings, etc., etc. So thanks to Yasmin, our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, in Windsor, looking after Mum. And as I mentioned to you the other day, he'll be here for a couple of months, all being well in the new year. So look forward to that. And the boys and girls of Group of Grada will keep us up and running. Set us up in the morning. It'll be shutting us down in about a minute's time. So a big thank you to them. And, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Back with you tomorrow, Thursday. We'll find some nice music to honour our mums, which will be looking after, we'll be celebrating on Friday. And that's it then. So between now and 7 tomorrow morning, whatever it is you're going to be doing, please, please, please do it carefully. Why? Well, because what do I say? I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.